Hi, welcome to another Expert Insights discussion. Today we're joined again by Paul Sakir from Mirai. This is the third video in the series we're recording with Mirai, and in the previous video we took a closer look at the lower funnel, its role in traffic acquisition, and why it is possibly one of the most effective areas to invest money in to drive direct bookings. In this third video we look into the middle and upper funnel. What are they? Why are they important? What role do they perform? Typical activities and techniques, and what metrics do we use to track? Really hope you enjoy the conversation. Let's get started.
Hi, pal. How are you? Thanks for joining us again today. How are you? You well?
I'm fine. Thank you. How are you, Trevor?
Very well indeed. Thank you. And I know you've been traveling a bit lately, so thank you. Really appreciate you finding the time to join us today and continue in our series looking at the digital marketing and working through the funnel. Today we're going to be focusing on the mid and upper funnel. And in the last episode, I just want to check that I've understood this correctly before we move on. So in the last episode, we focused on the lower funnel, which, if I try and summarize accurately, is really all about conversion. So, you know, someone, they know about your hotel, they've searched with a degree of intent to want to make a booking, and they've either come through a search engine or a meta search, possibly even arrived at your website, but for some reason they didn't convert across. So the lower funnel activity is really all about that traffic acquisition with remarketing as a potential secondary activity to, again, to kind of get that acquisition and to drive that conversion. Would that be an accurate summary of low funnel?
That's correct, Trevor. Yes, it's okay. All about existing demand and trying to get the most of it.
Perfect, good. And if I remember correctly, so from your perspective, and this is what you're doing every day with your clients, so your view is that the lower funnel, from a financial investment point of view, is often one of the most efficient and effective areas to invest the money to drive bookings, increase revenue, and achieve a greater ROI on digital marketing spend. Would that be a fair comment to make?
Yes, it is. That's okay. Correct too.
Okay, good. So now that we've established that, I guess what we need to do then, so to maximize our time and investment in the lower funnel to our advantage, what we need to do is to drive people into the lower funnel. And so that's where the mid and upper funnel comes into play. So that's what we're going to talk about today, that driving the traffic through. So let's start off. It seems to make sense probably to start off in the upper funnel first and foremost. So, as we did with lower funnel, let's start off with a nice easy question. Upper funnel, what is it? Why is it important?
Okay, yeah, thank you very much for summarizing everything, and that's totally correct what you have mentioned. And in terms of mid funnel and upper funnel, so it's two different stages of a customer journey, mm-hmm. and all the activity related with the upper funnel, it's related to brand awareness.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we are talking about different KPIs. Mm-hmm. We are not focused on conversions and we are not focused on ROI. Mm-hmm. What we wanted as a hotel in the upper funnel activity is to have reach, to have awareness that helps to build our brand mm-hmm. across the market and your target client.
Okay. So it's kind of looking, you're trying to drop that idea into somebody's head because they mm-hmm. may at some point be thinking of having a holiday, and maybe they, in a distant past, remember seeing something about hotels or about your hotel or about your brand. Is that right?
It is. It is. So in here, I think that the most important thing is that you need to know how to target the right audience. Mm-hmm. I mean, imagine that your hotel is for families, so you can automatically define the activity that you wanted to do on the upper funnel. I mean, you.
Well, let's take you. You're in Mallorca. So if through this, we use maybe holidays in Mallorca or a hotel in Mallorca to maybe illustrate mm-hmm. without using specific names, but maybe to kind of illustrate.
Yeah,
so
the thing is that it's important the target that your hotel is focused on because. Yep. But you can separate and put focus on this specific audience, and you can say, okay, I will show about my brand to this specific audience through, let's say, YouTube, for instance,
okay. mm-hmm.
or I'll do it through a display banner. So you are doing prospecting
yep.
for new users that probably doesn't know about your brand. And you put the idea of your hotel in their mind, as you mentioned before.
I've got you. So it's raising that awareness bit
yes,
of
it
your
is.
Hotel. Yeah.
But it's key to know in which yes, audience you wanted to put this.
So
this
I've
idea.
Got you. So if I was say I was a hotel in Mallorca, for instance, mm-hmm. and a lot of my business was leisure business. For instance, I don't, you know, just a resort property. So I'm going to be thinking about, so I'm not necessarily thinking about where I am. It's more, what is the type of mix of people that come to my hotel typically, or I want to attract to my hotel. I want to make them aware of my hotel. So what would be some of the ways I would be reaching out to them and some of the ways that I might be targeting them for an upper funnel activity.
Yeah, and in the upper funnel, it is very, very wide. So mm-hmm. that's why I think that if you want to be a little bit accurate, you need to go a little bit deeper. Because
okay.
leisure, it's too wide.
Mm-hmm.
Because probably... I can have a leisure stay with family, just with a couple,
yep.
or maybe
or
I
your
can
own.
Have. Or yes, exactly. But imagine that our hotel is focused on families, so maybe when we are going to build our brand, we can focus on families with children,
yep.
and we are separated from. Adults only, for instance,
got
or
you.
Couples.
Yep, yep, yep.
This information, it's we can know about that, about this information through the platforms,
mm-hmm.
so we can target specifically just for this segment or just for this audience. And it means that we are going to be more accurate that doing a display campaign or video campaign for all the population.
So,
which is not efficient.
I've got you. So when you're putting together, say, a video or a piece of marketing imagery, you'd thinking, right, we want families with children. So the video, the
yes.
imagery would have families and children. And then you're using the information that you're gaining from the platforms where you're going to advertise to help you be targeted on what they're telling you are these people are users, are families, yeah?
Yeah, that's totally correct.
Okay.
So this is a way to build your brand to some specific audience which matches perfectly with your product. So it's a way to do it on an efficient way. And
okay.
this help you to build your brand. And on the other hand, this will help you in the future for these users that are still new demand, probably. Are finally a customers
got
after
you.
the journey.
I've got you.
And also interesting to say at this point that those users, when you are doing upper funnel activity, they are not looking for a holidays or for a stay.
Right.
It's just your target, your audience.
I've got you.
And you want to go there to prospect them on a proactive way.
I'm with you. So, yes, so it's not somebody searching for a holiday. It's they're just seeing an advert arrive in different ways. So maybe if we talk then about, So where would you be placing? Where, I mean, I'm guessing you mentioned YouTube. So yes. I guess a Google ad that's just coming up somewhere. I mean, social media, you tell me rather than me guessing. Where are we?
And even we can go out of our laptops, even on TV, commercials on TV.
Okay, right, of course, yeah, sure.
Other funnels. So, the big change are the ones that always have upper funnel activity, and it's a kind of always on activity where you keep in mind this brand, and when you want to go on vacation, you think of these 3-4 brands that are always doing activity.
So, which is why we see a lot of the OTAs, the big OTAs, doing a lot of the TV advertising and things, because they're just keeping their brand name.
Yes.
That awareness, so that when someone thinks, "Oh, I do want a holiday," they think of that company rather than the hotel. All right. Okay.
This is, and obviously we cannot. We cannot expect the same return of investment because the goal is not to make a reservation and this specific visit to the website. Mm-hmm. It's awareness, it's reach, it's visibility, and what you can expect there, it's maybe traffic to your website, it's volume, it's reach, it's to know which of the impressions that you are, imagine a video on YouTube. So I wanted to know how many people see the whole video and not just 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. Because the quality of how the user engage with the activity is what decides if it's or not success.
Got you. Understand. So again, then, so from a summary point of view, this is really about that awareness. It's a longer term. If we think of it as an investment, it's a longer term investment. You're not just paying some money here as we were in the lower to try and get that converted into a booking. This is just, okay, we're going to spend X amount of money and it's all about an awareness activity. So how do
brand attributes, what you want to transmit as a brand, your vision, and this is about all the activity related on the upper funnel.
Makes a lot of sense. So how do we lower funnel, we can track we did this, we got this. How do we track I know we can track it, but how do we draw realistic metrics from that?
Yeah, our metrics are related with the reach and with the awareness. Okay. So we have, imagine, a number of impressions that we have launched. Millions and millions of impressions per market, per audience, per day. This could be one of the metrics. How many users do we have from this specific activity in our website? Okay. Which is the quality of this audience, and we can also evaluate it.
Got
so this kind of metrics are the one that we analyze for this activity.
Got you. Okay. That makes sense. So we've got an awareness piece. We're investing some money longer term. We can track, are we getting awareness? But then I guess what we want to do to get from the awareness piece down into the lower funnel with the conversion piece, we've obviously got that mid funnel piece that we have to go through. So, okay, it's the same question. what is mid funnel, and what is the purpose of the mid funnel?
Okay, so the mid funnel is the consideration stage of the customer journey, of the buyer journey.
Yeah.
So in here, what we wanted to get is, well, again, consideration is to be considered by the users, and this is a different level of the stage. Because in here, there is an intent from a user.
Yeah.
It's not the same level of intent that in the low funnel, where the user knows which hotel wanted to stay need to decide which is the best channel to make the reservation. So in here, in the mid funnel, we are in a different competition, and we are competing with maybe similar destinations within a big destination. Imagine hotel in Mallorca. So we are competing with different destinations in Mallorca, but also with the hotels that are your competition and are near you.
If the upper funnel was a brand awareness kind of longer term investment, and I think you said it doesn't mean that someone, because somebody is not searching for you, this is you putting adverts out to create awareness.
Hey, I'm here.
Yeah, just aware of
what you are looking for.
Yeah,
because you have a travel intent.
Got you. But on the mid funnel, this is where I've decided. So, you know, we're coming into Christmas, or, you know, a few months out to Christmas, I'm going to be start thinking about maybe a summer holiday in a few months' time. So I'm going to be going and starting to do some search. So I have an intent to go on holiday. I don't know where I want to go necessarily, and I certainly don't know which hotel. I might have an idea of possible destinations. So is that when I'm starting to enter that mid-funnel zone, because I have the intent to go on holiday, but I haven't yet narrowed down to a particular hotel where I want
to
stay?
Okay. That's correct.
Okay.
If you are not looking for a hotel and an ad from a hotel chain appears, this is upper funnel activity from the hotel point of view.
Yeah.
And you say, okay, oh, maybe next time I will check it for it.
Yeah.
But you are not in this mood.
Gotcha.
But on the other hand, when you decide that you wanted to go to on holidays, and let's say to Mallorca, so probably you start to search. You search on meta searches like TripAdvisor, because there is a huge information there. You can maybe go to YouTube to see some videos about things to do in Mallorca and which are the best places to stay if mm-hmm. you want to go to the beach or you want to go to the mountain. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And even you also go with Instagram and social media mm-hmm. to see influencers, to see different options of content that
yep.
you have in there.
Yeah.
So this is still inspiring things, but when you know that you wanted to go to Mallorca and you decide that you wanted to go to some specific zone and you start searches on TripAdvisor, on even on OTAs.
Yeah.
Because a lot of us go to an OTA to know a little bit about all the portfolio of hotels that you can find on certain destinations.
What I would do, I'll put in my, you know, if I've done the bit that you said, I've kind of narrowed down where I want to go. Then I might go to an OTA because it just lists all of them in one place. Yeah.
So having activity in these placements means trying to create new demand, but demand that is in a travel intent mood, mm-hmm. which is very important, because if not, it's upper funnel and probably we cannot expect any return from this upper funnel activity. However, in the mid funnel, we can expect some return and some more qualified traffic to our website, because there is this travel intent. So what we can do there? So we can try to boost our visibility from our hotel in the destination within the meta searches.
Mm-hmm.
And it includes Google, it includes TripAdvisor or Trivago. For mm-hmm. instance, there is a placement that is called sponsor placement that boosts you for the first position. And when somebody is looking for certain destination, imagine hotels in London, and if you have a hotel in London and your position is the 123, so you can pay for visibility to boost to the first or second position.
Gotcha.
So obviously this user that is looking for a hotel in London say, okay, I didn't know about this hotel and I'm considering this for my next weekend break, for instance.
Yeah, makes sense.
So this could be an option. On the other hand, There are another activities related with the mid funnel with and related also with search engines, where you can also say, okay, I'm here. Imagine when somebody's looking for hotel in Madrid through Google.
Mm-hmm.
I think is in here it's really difficult to fight because, as you may know, in Google you have the first positions that is the PPC.
Yeah.
That obviously OTAs and even meta searches collapsed this first position.
Yeah, they got the bigger budgets, haven't they?
Yeah. So if you are just one hotel in Madrid, and you, it's really difficult to fight against the OTAs. But if you have, let's say, a little change with five hotels in the center of Madrid, so this could be potentially interesting for you, mm-hmm. if you have a good value proposition for the user, mm-hmm. and you feel comfortable by saying, okay, hotel in Madrid, I have five hotels in Madrid, so I think that I'm powerful to be there.
Yeah.
Maybe you cannot expect a high return of investment. That's the most probabilistic thing.
Yeah.
But again, it helps to be there, to be considered by the user, and if the user is still searching, probably the next time we'll look for your specific brand.
Mm-hmm.
So this is also very interesting about the mid funnel activity, that it helps for the future searches for your hotel brand, and obviously helps you to generate new demand that it's necessary, because if not, the existing demand is going to finish someday in the future.
And where do the social media platforms fit in terms of mid funnel activity?
So this is something that also in the last times has evolved, and for me the key is the travel intent audience.
Mm-hmm.
So we can have a lot of signals from the users in terms of who they are, which are the attributes of this audience, but it's not enough if you don't know if they are looking for a vacation or not. But the travel intent signals that the platforms has and is behavioral attributes, so help us to identify users that matches in terms of attributes with your hotel, but also they have a travel intent mood. So that's the perfect combination.
Is that back to, and I'm trying to draw some examples, and this is really my lack of understanding, which is why I wanted to ask you. So if I was a hotel in Mallorca, for instance,
mm-hmm.
and as you've said, for me to try and compete in those top bits on Google is probably nigh on impossible because of the cost associated with it. So I could do some stuff to maybe be better in the listings underneath, mm-hmm. but I'm not really going to be front and center. But if I look at social media platforms and I'm looking, as you were saying, about them being able to tell me about travel intent, is that a more effective, more cost-effective way? Because I can then get to that group of people and I'm not necessarily just... but I'm still competing, aren't I, against...
Yeah.
Because the OTAs still want to be there. So how does that work?
You are totally right. And we have seen so far that results on social media are really powerful in the last times.
Mm-hmm.
And for us is one of the main strategies that we are using in the mid funnel stages.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a difference between search engines and social media,
mm-hmm.
and is that social media, you go proactive,
yep.
proactively to the user,
yeah.
while on search engines you are replying for...
Yeah,
for
you're reacting user. To them typing in a search. Something.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But I would like to say that there is still some opportunity on the search engines, because it's not necessary to go to the more to the most generic word ever. I mean, okay, hotel in Mallorca, maybe I have one little property, let's say, in the center of the island. Okay, mm-hmm. So hotel in Mallorca is very difficult for me. But there are also long tail searches where maybe are fitting better with my product.
So this is where someone might type in more than two or three words.
Yes.
They might type in a more specific descriptive. So small hotel near mountains in Mallorca or something like that. Would that be?
Obviously the volume is little one, but you can play. Okay, maybe a small hotel in Mallorca near the mountains, it's too much. But maybe boutique hotel in the center of the island. Boutique hotel in Mallorca, boutique hotel, I don't know, whatever. But this also can help to get new clients and to try to be in this specific time where the users are looking for some specific vacation.
And I might not have quite connected the dots right here, but when you were talking before about the upper funnel, where you were saying mm-hmm. as a hotel, you wanted a family. So your marketing campaigns would have family imagery. Then if we're looking at this mid funnel, again, if I know my market well, and I know the type of guests that stay with me and the type of things that are important to them that they choose why they come to my hotel, then if I understand that and turn that around when I'm thinking about what people might search on and use some of those words, so maybe it's boutique, maybe it's rustic, maybe it's authentic or something like that, because I know they're the people that come to me. Is that what you mean about being able to use different words and maybe a slightly longer search phrase someone might use? But then you're really targeting people that are potentially much more closely aligned with your products. Understanding that product makes a lot of sense. Have I kind of connected some?
That's perfectly correct. The thing is trying to fit and trying to do the most accurate activity. And because if not, it's really an efficient media spend. So what we want in here is try to do the most activity at the most efficient cost. We know that mid funnel and upper funnel are not the most efficient activity because this is in the low funnel, but still we need to be there, because in the future and in the mid long term, this is something that adds value to the hotel and helps you to remain.
No, that makes sense. So it's kind of lower funnel is most efficient, mid funnel might be the next, and then upper funnel is kind of out of three, possibly the least efficient in terms of that way.
Exactly. Yeah. And you cannot open water and that's it. No, you need to go a little bit. Okay, let's test. Let's see how it works. And then we can do a little bit more. And even you can, it's not necessary to have always on campaign in the mid funnel. Mm-hmm. You need to cover everything in the low funnel and there is no choice. I mean, always on activity in the low funnel, but in the mid funnel, maybe, okay, I'm going to activate a little bit during a certain period of time. I mean, I would never suggest to do it just 1 week. Doesn't make sense. No. But maybe the whole season or previous to the season, previous to the moment that the markets start to search and taking decisions. So during 2 months, 3 months, I think that it is something that made sense.
So you may be looking forward, seeing that your bookings around either side of the Easter period or something, for an example, might be a little bit lower than you would normally like. And so you're going to think, well, we might then go for a mid-funnel activity, and getting advice from people like you guys are doing all the time. So if I want to try and generate some some reservations either side of the Easter break. When would I need to start, and what kind of mid-funnel activity would I be using, and what might be is my product and some of the keywords I could be developing that would hopefully attract the type of person? Because I guess the more realistic, the more accurate you can be in that search term, the more likely those people that find you may have a greater chance of then converting them, if you can move them, of them following through, remembering you, and either coming back but putting in a different term but showing an intent, or even coming to your website because they've connected with that earlier search term in the mid funnel. Is that fair?
Yeah. And the excellence comes when you find the right balance between between the volume and this accuracy, because it's very, very easy to go to a wide number of users that probably does not fit as much as you expect with your product. So it's not easy. And I think that this is the interesting thing of our job, and then trying to analyze everything, which is very, very important. In the mid funnel, we evaluate metrics like, for instance, the click through rate, how many people clicks on my ad, the depth of the visit in the website. I mean, how many minutes or seconds those users stay in my website? Because for us, we can identify if there is an interest or not for our product. Mm-hmm. There are another one like the bounce rate, which mm-hmm. is also very important. And this kind of KPIs, more behavioral ones, helps us to understand and if this is a good activity or not. So we can also expect some reservations. I think that in MetaSearch, when you do some sponsor placement activity, we can expect some reservations, and also on certain searches, long tail searches on SEM, on the search engines, but at a different level.
Yeah.
So I think that these are a little bit the main KPIs that we have to keep in mind with when we run mid funnel
activity. So and this comes back, I guess, to what you were saying about efficiency and return. So in the lower funnel, they know about your hotel, they are looking at your hotel, doing something around your hotel name. You're putting money that is going to try and convert them across. And so you can see a correlation between what you have invested and to how many bookings you picked up. Mm-hmm. When you move up to mid-funnel, you're then investing again, but you're looking at, you may, as you say, pick up some reservations, but the metrics you're looking to see, okay, how are we bringing them through, in theory, into more what we can be doing in those lower funnel activities that then we can track the conversion. So it's that step before, whereas up in the upper funnel, it's because it's just an awareness. So you've got a tangible link in a way between mid funnel and lower funnel. The upper funnel into the mid funnel is kind of harder to draw a direct correlation because it's more of a longer term and a more an awareness piece. Is that fair?
Yes, it is. We need to remember something else regarding those stages, is that even in upper funnel, it generate new traffic to your website, also in mid funnel.
Yeah.
And you can also create retargeting activity for those users.
Good point. Yeah. So although they may not be booking right now, you've got.
But the thing is that those users are not prepared to make a reservation. So the key in here is to identify the users coming from certain campaigns in the mid funnel or the upper funnel. And when you remarket them, you need to use a different approach.
Gotcha.
I mean, it's not make a reservation.
No.
Maybe it's okay. It's more information. It's more related with
It's back to that brand awareness and making them aware of your hotel, or maybe elements about your family orientated hotel that you are going to tell them about. That's that reinforces what your messaging was before.
The key is the message should be different, because the mood is different
at that time
from the user point of view.
No, that's a very good point. So understanding where they are and what their psychology is. If they're in the upper funnel, just having a look and you're raising awareness, if you then follow up with, oh, come and book with us, they're not even, as you said, they're probably not even thinking about a holiday. They just, because you've gone to them, someone's just stuck an advert out there. So you've now got their email, they've clicked through, there's something you can do with it, but how you engage with them would be very different if they were coming through an upper funnel campaign than they would be if they were in a mid funnel or a lower funnel.
This is the idea. Another important thing in this point is that I think that the mistake from the hotels when thinking on this kind of activity is to it's necessary to understand which is the value that the activity on each stage has, because if not, we are probably cutting investment on certain activity that makes sense for a mid and long term, because we are thinking that this activity should give us more reservations in the short term.
Okay,
so we cannot expect that midfielder in football scores the same goals as the forward.
So they do different things.
Different things. The midfielder should pass the ball to the forwarder, but we cannot expect.
So you'd be judging the midfielder on assists and the striker on goals, and the defender on clean sheets. No, that makes sense. Okay, that's brilliant. I'm conscious you have been traveling and you've carved out some time, so I don't want to take up any more than outstay our welcome. Is that any other kind of final thoughts around the upper and mid funnel, or have we pretty much covered everything?
Yes, just to say that once lower funnel is properly covered, we need to go to the next step, consideration step. There are some specific things that helps to hotels to boost direct channel sales.
Okay, perfect, brilliant. And in our next video, which will be the last one to wrap this up, we'll be touching on what are some of the things, having educated people about what the lower and middle funnel and upper funnel is about, then we can say, okay, these are maybe some core tips, core advice that we can give. So look forward to doing that one with you and recording that with you again very soon. And thanks again for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Take care.
God bless you.
Well, I hope that conversation was of interest, and thanks again to Pal for joining us. If you have any thoughts or views on this discussion, please feel free to reach out. You can reach us via our social channels, or you can email us via insights@revenue-hub.com. If you like what we're producing, please do subscribe through the podcast channel you're listening to. And if you want to see the interview, you can find it on the Revenue Hub YouTube channel, and the link is in the podcast notes. Anyway, until next time, thanks for listening.